Good afternoon. I'm Ken Bassita, and this is your Picks Now update. We begin with breaking news. Right now, we have just learned a San Francisco jury has unanimously ruled the weed killer Roundup played a, quote, substantial factor in causing another man's non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Now, this delivers another major legal blow to the agrochemical giant Monsanto. Now, this ruling will now allow the trial to move forward into a second phase on liability and damages. This case involving a 70-year-old man from Sonoma is the lead of a multi-district litigation involving more than 1,600 plaintiffs. Back in August, a jury awarded a Bay Area groundskeeper nearly $290 million in damages, who alleged that the weed killer caused his cancer. Bayer, which purchased Monsanto, released a statement on today's ruling saying, "We are disappointed with the jury's initial decision, but we continue to believe firmly that the science confirms glyphosate-based herbicides do not cause cancer." And we continue to follow developing news out of the North Bay as well, where an overturned propane tanker has closed Highway 128 east of Foss Hill Road near the Sonoma-Napa County line. Since 11:30 this morning, CHP says the road will remain closed until about 8 tonight. An evacuation order remains in effect for everyone within a one-mile area of the highway and Bennett Lane. The sheriff's department says the remains until the truck and tank are safely removed from the area. A recycling truck has exploded in Oakland this morning, injuring an employee, Chopper 5, over the truck as it was escorted by police to be checked out. Crews say it happened at about 8 near Moss Avenue and Harrison Street. Debris struck the employee in the face while the scoop of the truck was crushing materials. And police say the employee will be okay. The Alameda County Bomb Squad is also investigating. A crackdown on e-cigarettes. San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera says the FDA has failed to do its job and that e-cigarettes are threatening public health, particularly children. Now, Supervisor Shaman Walton is introducing some new legislation to ban the sale of e-cigarettes in San Francisco and to prohibit companies like Juul from occupying city-owned property in the future.
Millions of children are already addicted to e-cigarettes, and millions more will follow if we don't act.
Well, Herrera says the percentage of middle and high school students using tobacco products was at an all-time low in 2017, but now, 2018, tobacco use among youth went up for the first time since the 1990s. Fire crews in San Francisco rescued a person clinging to the edge of a cliff, Marshall Beach in San Francisco. This happened at about 8:45 this morning. Chopper 5 was over the scene as crews attempted to reach the victim. A technical rope rescue ensued, and the victim was eventually brought to safety. Officials say that the person is conscious, suffered only minor injuries. Today, state lawmakers discussing whether to change the UC admissions process to eliminate the use of tests like the SAT and the ACT. This comes in the wake of the college admissions scandal. According to court documents, one of the many students tied to that scandal did get into Cal, but he paid a professional, a test taker, $100,000 to take the SATs for him. And lawmakers are now considering whether standardized tests should be required at all for students applying to UC schools.
People with access can buy a better score. I think this scandal shines a spotlight on the whole issue of the testing industry. You know what we should think about doing? Just scrapping the whole thing and focusing on just the old-fashioned way.
Well, last year, UC officials created a task force to review the use of the SATs and ACTs in admissions. The Assembly Subcommittee on Education is now holding a hearing on this very issue. St. Mary's men's basketball team gearing up to compete in the NCAA tournament once again earlier today. We caught up with the team as they're packing up their bus to catch a flight to Connecticut. Last week, in a stunning victory, the Gaels beat number one ranked Gonzaga, earning a spot in the tournament.
I can't remember being as excited about a single win. Not to say that's our best win or anything, but it was pretty exciting.
Yeah, Coach, the team hits the court tomorrow to take on defending national champions Villanova. Wow, first game out and they get Villanova. Lucky. Game time is at 4:20 in the afternoon. even luckier. Meanwhile, in San Jose, preparations are underway at the SAP Center, where the first round of games are tipping off Friday. For the South, it's UC Irvine against Kansas State and Oregon against Wisconsin. For the East, Liberty U against Mississippi State. St. Louis will play Virginia Tech, and you can watch March Madness all week long, KPIX 5, starting on Thursday. A neighbor dispute has now turned into a neighborhood spectacle in Santa Rosa. Take a look at this naked garden party made up of five mannequins, they're not real, at this home on Peterson Lane. Homeowner Jason Windus says it all started because an anonymous neighbor complained to the city that his new $9,000 fence was too tall. It stood at 6 feet. But a city code says fences along the sidewalk cannot be taller than 3 feet. So rather than get upset, Windus decided to have fun with the situation, even setting up a sign that reads, "Reserved seat for the nosy neighbor that complained about my fence to the city."
This was just like, it was just a little joke for him. You know, you wanted to see, you want me to cut my fence down, now you get to see what's behind the fence. More than they probably bargained for, that's for sure.
Two words for you, dude. Weed whacker. Windus says the neighbor who told on him has still not come forward, but everyone else in the neighborhood has given him a positive response, some even telling him to leave it up. For the full story, be sure to tune in. KPIX 5 News at 6. We'll be back with another update at top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page.